from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. Today is another beautiful day in the presence of God, and we celebrate God giving us this opportunity to see a new day. Brethren, if it has not been for the love of God, what do you think will be happening? I've been there. I've witnessed it. Being alive and unable to do anything. Some are in hospital. Some are in prison. Some are in one condition or the other. Celebrate God that has given you the opportunity to witness. Brethren, I pray today that you will enjoy His love more in Jesus' mighty name. That is done. For those of us that are celebrating our birthday, I say happy birthday. Today is your day. Rejoice, celebrate God. He loves you and He allow you to witness another year. Brethren, if anything happens, there is nothing anybody can do. Our God is unquestionable God. It is by His mercy and grace that we are. So I say happy birthday, many happy returns in Jesus' name. For those that are back in memorable day, today has been your marriage anniversary. Is today your own dedication anniversary, whatsoever it might be. You remember when you got admitted into higher institution of learning, or when you received that appointment letter, or when you bought that car. Oh, you remember the day you become a father or mother. Those ones are memorable days. I pray that more memorable days, positive ones in Jesus' mighty name. You are blessed and lifted in Jesus' mighty name. Brethren, today, I want us to see what the Lord says about His love for us. He loved us. You are not product of accident. God loves you. He loves every one of us equally. But it's our attitude, our response, our reactions that determines His closeness to us. Looking into the book of Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3. Jeremiah 31 verse 3. Look at what the Lord said there through the prophet Jeremiah. He said, "The Lord appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." Brethren, He appeared unto Jeremiah, showing him the old love that remained unchanged. God loved us. His love for us is always new. Every day. Before now, the Lord showed Himself to us and is still showing Himself to us. He said, "I have loved you with a love that has no end." His love to us is endless. Even in our shortcoming, He loved us. Brethren, He's showing us His love so that we can get closer to Him. How closer are you to God? Brethren, are you representing Him well? Remember, you are created in the image of God. What are you doing to others? Are you demonstrating His love, or you are doing otherwise? Looking into the book of Hosea chapter 11 verse 1. Hosea chapter 11 verse 1. Look at what the Lord said there. "When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt." Brethren, put yourself in the place of Israel. When you are a child, a kid, He loved you up till now. He still loves you. He loved us when we are babes, toddlers. Remember, as a student, He loves you. As a worker, He loves you. Brethren, whosoever you are, male or female, He loves you. White or black, He loves you. He loved us. The love He has for us from beginning, in conception, He's still showing the love to us. That's why He said, "I brought him out of Egypt. I brought my son out of Egypt." What the Lord is simply saying there is that in your challenges, He will not abandon you. In that affliction, God still loves you. Whatsoever you are passing through and is not palatable to your life, see it as Egypt. God is still there. Whatever is happening to us, God wants set us to get closer to Him. So if there's any challenges coming your way, look up unto God, the author and finisher of our faith. He wants us to look at that challenge and turn to Him for help. Get closer to help, and great things will happen. Brethren, let me stop this today. But one thing is sure, get closer to Him. Do everything possible. Get closer to Him. He still loves us. He loves you. He loves every one of us. He said, "If your sin is as red as crimson," He said, "He will wash us clean." See, tomorrow when I'll be coming your way, I say, join His divine refreshment. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Maikalabi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name: Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number: 375-919-7017. Bank: FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name: Alabi Femi. Bank: First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 38 02 1402 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.